Well, are you guys ready to receive the word this morning? Yeah. Praise God. Well, you know, we're going to be talking this morning about overcoming, but the subject is going to deal with you as a believer having to fight every day you wake up. Did you know every day you wake up, you've got something you're going to fight? Amen. Amen. But how many of you know that God has already given you the victory? So the title of my message this morning is "The Fight Is Not Over Yet." Turn to your neighbor and say, "The fight is not over yet. I'm still standing." Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Tom Pickens of Antelope Valley Christian Center, and you are listening to the Word of Victory.
Praise God. The fight is not over yet. I'm still standing, which means that you are in a fight. You are in a warfare. And the thing about it is that every day, this life, as long as you're in this life, you are going to be confronted with situations, challenges, and circumstances. There's going to always be something that you're going to have to deal with. Amen. And so you need to understand now that God has already given you victory over whatever it is that you're going to come up against. Tomorrow, you're going to have to deal with some things just like you have to deal with some things today. But here's the thing about it. God has already won for us. Amen. He has already overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I really want you to really understand that when you come to church, you're not coming to church just to hear another sermon. You guys have heard a lot of sermons. You've heard enough sermons that you could just kind of coast, you know, for a while. No, the reason you come to church is to receive something that is going to affect and change your life. Something that you can take away from here and use it in order to order your life in a different way so that you can be better, so that you can be more productive, so that you can affect other people's lives in a way that brings constructive areas in their lives. That's why you come to church. You come to church not for a religious ritual, you know, that says, well, I went to church today. Okay, whoopee-doo for you. You know, you went to church today. But here's the thing about it. Did you really understand what was spoken? Did you really grasp what the minister was endeavoring to say? Or did you just come to church just to please your wife? Oh, I'm here now. She won't bug me anymore now. You know, or to please your husband, or to please somebody. You know, the reason we come to church is so that we can enjoy fellowship one with the other, number one. And then so that we can be perfected in the Word of God. And that's my job this morning. My job assignment is to perfect the saints according to the Word of God. Are you ready to be perfected? Amen. That means come into a mature state in Christ Jesus. Well, I want you to know this morning, my friend, that God has already declared you to be a winner. God has already declared you to be a victor and not a victim. Amen. And that is a good declaration. So you start off winning. In other words, there are challenges that you deal with in life, but God has already declared that you are a winner and that you're not a loser. And as long as you have the Word of God, as long as you believe in that name, you will always win. You will always come out victoriously in any battle, in any competition that you're engaged in. And you will always be engaged in some kind of competition spiritually as long as you're living. Because Satan's main challenge or his main assignment is to bug you crazy. That's his main. The Bible says that Satan is as a roaring lion who goes about seeking those whom he may devour. So the devil is going about trying to make your life miserable. But here's what I believe the Spirit of God wants you to hear this morning is that God is for you. Now, that's good news. I said God is for you. He's not against you. He is for you. And you're not perfect. You're not going to do everything right. None of us have. Has anyone ever done everything right? Raise your hand. Get that hand out. No, none of us have done everything right. But here's the thing about it. God is always there to, you know, say, okay, here, I'm gonna help you. I still believe in you. I still have faith in you. God will never give up on you. So don't give up on yourself. Turn to someone and say, stay in the fight. Now, it's a good fight because the Bible says fight the what? The good fight of faith. So it is a faith fight. Fight the good fight of faith. It means that we're always going to, as long as you live, you're always going to be dealing with something, man. You're going to be fighting something. You're going to be, young people, you are going to be dealing, even at your age, yes, you're going to be fighting influences that are around you. You're going to be fighting all kinds of things, fighting the temptation, you know, to disobey your parents. You're going to be, that is a temptation. And that's the way Satan comes into your life. He comes into all of our lives in different areas. But God has already said it doesn't make any difference what age you are. God has given you victory through the name of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Come on, y'all. Talk to me this morning. Praise God. God has already given you victory through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That name that is above every name. And the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, that every knee, say every. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, I don't know what you're dealing with, and I don't know what challenges you're being confronted with, but I'm here to tell you today that if you would simply make a declaration of who you are in Christ and what you're going to believe and what you're not going to allow Satan to do to you, you will prevail. I said you will prevail. You will prevail because God has already said there is no weapon that is formed against you that shall ever prosper. Listen, I'm not just preaching this morning. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. There is no weapon that is formed that can forge itself against you that will prosper. And God has already declared that about you. So I don't care what challenges you're going through. I want you to stop talking about what you can't do and talk about what your God has done for you. When you stop talking about what you don't have and what you can't do and what you're making excuses, you will never achieve your goal. But if you say, in my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and his glory by Christ Jesus, now you've given God something to work with. Amen. So you're going to be fighting. Don't think that is something strange because you are a believer and all of a sudden you find yourself engaged in all of this, you know, fighting and struggles and things of that nature. No, the reason you're doing that is because obviously you're doing something right. Nobody is going to pay you any attention if you are not a threat to them. And when you come to church and when you read your Bible and when you do everything you can do to resist the temptation of pornography or what do you call that? That internet stuff and all that crazy stuff, you know, on the telephone and texting and all that. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. I know I'm not crazy. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Come on now. See, so when you resist the temptation to do all that stuff, when you resist the temptation to smoke and drink and act crazy like you used to before you knew Jesus, amen. When you resist the temptation to allow Satan to pull you back into his clutches, he's not going to like that. But that's all right. God has already given you the victory and you are a winner. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are a winner. Now, see, I don't care how you feel about that statement. You are a winner. God has declared you to be a winner. He didn't say you're going to do everything right. He didn't say that you will cross all the T's and dot all of the I's. But God said, God has already declared, he's made a declaration of who you are and your spiritual position in Christ Jesus. That is set in spiritual concrete. That cannot change because Jesus paid for it with his blood. That cannot change because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And you are a citizen of the kingdom of God. And you have rights and privileges that God has made available for you. And Jesus sits at the right hand of God to assure, if you would, that everything that he purchased for you with his blood, that you get it and that Satan cannot stop it from coming. You're going to have to You know, there's going to be some tug of war. You're going to have to resist. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will what? He will flee from you. So you're going to have to resist. He's not going to just lay down and just let all this, these blessings and benefits that God has made available for you just to come on you, you know, like rain dropping off your back or whatever. He's not going to allow that. He is going to fight you. So the fight of life presents to us, it comes to us with many, 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 many challenges. How many of you know that? It actually does. Life will present many, many challenges for you. And here's the thing about it. These challenges, God does not allow these challenges to come into our lives in order to cause us harm or to cause us to be defeated. That wouldn't be a good God, would it? No, it wouldn't. He does allow these challenges to come into our lives in order to make us perfected. In order to give us the opportunity, God fully expects that we would rise above the challenges, that we would use the challenges as a stepping stone to cause us to come on up a little higher. Do you get that? In other words, the challenges are not meant to take you out. The challenges are meant to make you a victor in every circumstance, because God knows what he's put in you, and he knows what that name that he's given you is capable of. The name that's above every name, the name of Jesus, my friend. That's the most precious name that you can have. I thank God that you are born again this morning. If you're not born again, if you've not received Jesus and you're sitting in here today, you know, the most important decision that you will ever make in your life is what you're going to do with Jesus Christ. Amen. What are you going to do with him? Are you going to receive him or are you going to reject him? Are you going to be like some people that say, well, you know, I'm going to wait until I get old and then I'll give myself to the Lord. Who wants you now? You know what I mean? Why not? Why are you young? You know, young like me. I just turned 29 the other day. You know, why not? Why are you young? So, you know, you're vibrant and you can, you know, God can use you. Why you want to wait? You're on a rocking chair. No. Yeah, Lord, now you can use me. God said, go sit over there in the corner somewhere, you know. No. You want to give yourself, your heart to the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. And if you want to be a winner in life, because I'm here to tell you that everybody that's received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, God has already declared you to be a winner in life. And you might not feel like you are. Say, I'm a winner. See, when you said that, you really didn't feel like it. You know why? Because Satan flashed that image up in your face, flashed that memory up in your face, you know, where you failed somewhere, where you just did something that you shouldn't have done, whatever, you know. And he flashed that up and you didn't feel too much like a winner. But what does that got to do with your spiritual position? See, once you receive Jesus Christ, there are certain things that automatically happen. So he that hath the Son hath life. Hath the Son hath life. Once you receive Jesus, then the life of God comes in, takes up residence in you. And God makes you a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that great? See, when you're born into this world, whatever country you're born into, you receive a citizenship of that particular country. It is a natural citizenship. Amen? But then the Bible says you must be born again. It's not speaking of another natural, you know, birth. So now it's speaking of a spiritual birth. And that's why John, in the third chapter of John, came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, hey, yo, what's up, Jesus? You know, what about this being born again? You know, says, how can a man be born again? Must he go into his mother's womb again and come out? Jesus said, no. No, you got it wrong, Nick, buddy. He said, no. He says, unless you are born of the water and of the word of God, he says, you cannot come to see or know the kingdom of God. He was speaking of being born of the Spirit of God. So when you're born of the Spirit of God, you receive another citizenship. Did you know that if you're born again, you have dual citizenship? Amen. You have a citizenship, a natural citizenship of the country that you were born into. And based on that natural citizenship, you automatically have, you have what? You automatically have what? You have rights under that particular citizenship automatically. Whether you feel like it or not, you still have those rights. They belong to you. You have natural benefits as a result of being born. If you were born in Jamaica, then in the country of Jamaica, you have certain rights, certain benefits. If you were born in France, whatever, wherever you, if you're born in Germany, whatever their system is set up, whatever benefits, if you were born in there, then you're a citizen of that country. And guess what? All the benefits, they belong to you. You don't even have to feel good about it. You don't even have to believe that those benefits are for you, but they are. You know why? Because it has to do with position. And once you receive Jesus, glory to God, as your personal Lord and Savior, you become a member of the citizen of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Turn to the book of Ephesians in chapter 2. I want to show you something. You become a citizen of the kingdom of God, and there are certain benefits that accrue to you and that you can take advantage of as a result of being born of the Spirit of God. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. You don't even have to believe it. It belongs to you now. Some people go years and years and years and they don't receive or they don't take advantage of the benefits. It's not because it doesn't belong to them. It's because they either don't want to take advantage of them or they don't know. The Bible says that my people perish for a lack of what? A lack of knowledge. Ephesians chapter 2. In verse 1, the word of God says, "And you hath he quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted our lives in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, just as others. But God," say "but God." Thank God for that "but" right there, amen. "But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together." Now that "made us alive together," what he is saying is that we were made alive in Christ Jesus. Friends, there is no other way to be born again except it be through the name of Jesus. Baha'u'llah didn't die for you. His blood wasn't spilled for you. Zing's blood wasn't spilled for you. Confucius' blood wasn't spilled for you. Zoroaster's blood wasn't spilled for you. Buddha's blood wasn't spilled. Muhammad's blood wasn't spilled for you. Sung Young Moon and all the other moons, blood was not spilled for you, but Jesus' blood was. And the thing about it is that he's still fighting for you because he loves you. So when you get up in the morning and you have to deal with some struggles and you have to deal with some challenges, I want you to remember, praise God, that you've been made alive in Christ Jesus, and the name that is above every name belongs to you. And all you've got to do is speak that name, praise God, and the Bible says demons will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will what? Run towards you. Jump on your head. Say he will do what? He will flee from you. Well, don't complain about him messing with you. Praise God. Just tell him where to go. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, devil, get out of here. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 5 says, "Even when we were dead in our sins and trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace are you saved." Now, here's what I want you to see. Look at verse 6. Ooh, glory.
The Word of Victory has been brought to you by Antelope Valley Christian Center, which is pastored by Dr. Tom Pickens. Our morning worship services are held on Sundays at 8:30 and 11:30 a.m., with weekly services for children, teens, young adults, seniors, and men held throughout each week. We are located at 304 West Lancaster Boulevard in Lancaster. For more information about Antelope Valley Christian Center, call 661-949-7200 or visit us on the web at abccusa.org and on Facebook.